What if you could stop merely surviving life and start conquering it? Lily Singh's philosophy isn't about shortcuts or life hacks. It's about putting in the work, mastering your thoughts, and building an empire one brick at a time. The journey from depression to global stardom isn't just inspirational, it's instructional. Being a boss means taking control of your life with intention, strategy, and unwavering commitment. Success isn't accidental, but the result of deliberate actions and mindset shifts. Are you in the middle of a sinking ship? If not, why are you merely trying to survive life when you have all the tools to conquer it? During her first world tour, Singh initially approached each performance thinking, "Just get through this." But before her ninth show, something changed. She decided to absolutely kill it. The result? A more energetic crowd, inspired dancers, and twice the satisfaction despite twice the exhaustion. Conquering requires more work than surviving. It meant knowing choreography perfectly, being fluent with material, and fine-tuning improv skills. It required extra rehearsal, more creativity, and sacrificing leisure for needed rest. But the rewards far outweighed the costs. Sometimes survival mode is necessary due to genuine crises, but too often we remain stuck there out of habit. There's a switch within all of us to flick from survive to conquer. Don't just pass classes, ace them. Don't just pay bills, save enough to travel. Don't just write a script, aim for an Oscar. Your mind is like a computer you can program to serve rather than sabotage you. Life is a video game where you only control your character, not the obstacles or other players. Singh learned this while building her dance company, eventually finding success through YouTube where she could control her own creative process. We often waste energy trying to control external factors instead of focusing on our reactions and decisions. Singh developed mental cheat codes for handling negativity. Recognizing others' cruelty reflects their issues, not her worth. Valuing self-belief over external opinions and choosing happiness over fear. This mindset requires self-love as its foundation. While we're taught to direct love outward, the relationship with yourself matters most. Self-love fuels success. When you value yourself, you become happier, healthier, and more productive. During her depression, Singh practiced self-compassion until she realized she deserved happiness. The more details people know about you, the weaker you become. This advice from Singh's mother contains profound wisdom. Like a fortress, knowing your own vulnerabilities gives you strength, but revealing them can create weakness. Think of Daenerys Targaryen concealing her dragon powers until the perfect moment. This doesn't contradict advice about embracing vulnerability. It's about being strategic with what you share and when. Complete transparency isn't always the answer. With mistakes, the key is handling them effectively. Take ownership without excuses, address issues before others point them out, develop solutions, and apologize efficiently. No one created an iPhone 7 on their first try. Self-understanding demands brutal honesty. Be Sherlock Holmes investigating your own psyche. Deep insights often emerge slowly, as Singh discovered how childhood experiences shaped her beliefs about relationships. Examining your mind helps identify and reshape irrational thought patterns. Everything you want is just outside your comfort zone. This isn't just a motivational quote, it's a fundamental truth about growth. Discomfort isn't something to avoid, but rather a currency that purchases new skills and experiences. When Singh was terrified about auditioning for a major movie role, she pushed through her fear. Though she didn't get the part, the experience itself proved invaluable. Self-control functions like a muscle that requires consistent exercise. In a world of endless distractions, social media notifications, clickbait articles, and internet rabbit holes, developing this muscle becomes crucial. Try setting specific goals, finish a chapter in 30 minutes, rewarding yourself appropriately when you meet them, and challenging yourself with self-control training sessions, like not swearing for 24 hours. When Singh pushed through exhaustion to edit daily vlogs without an assistant for 2 months, this discipline strengthened her overall hustle. She found herself writing more emails, finishing more scripts, and even tackling dishes she would have previously ignored. Overthinking, meanwhile, is efficiency's natural enemy. Sometimes we circle endlessly to avoid making difficult decisions. Take a step back, focus on questions that align with your priorities, and simplify your approach. Inspiration requires active cultivation, not passive waiting. Even passionate professionals experience motivation dips. Singh deliberately schedules activities that spark creativity, like watching Game of Thrones or interviews with admired figures, treating them as essential fuel for new ideas. A boss maintains clear life goals beyond short-term desires. They utilize both vision boards and visualization techniques to manifest their ambitions. Singh practiced visualizing radio interviews before her first opportunity and mentally rehearses performances. While the law of attraction matters, determined action matters more. Procrastination challenges even self-motivated entrepreneurs. Without external bosses, self-imposed structure becomes crucial. External accountability often proves more effective than mental deadlines alone. A boss aims high in negotiations. When Singh wanted access to the Toronto Raptors court for a music video, she persisted through connections until achieving what seemed impossible. Singh challenges the conventional wisdom of having backup plans, inspired by Kate Winslet's words, "If you really want to do something, don't have a plan B. Having a plan B means you're expecting your plan A to fail." Instead of fallback options, she developed iterations of Plan A, Plan A 2.0 and 3.0, strengthening her strategy when faced with obstacles. Actions matter more than words in building success. Like someone Singh dated who claimed positive qualities without showing them, many people mistake talking for doing. A boss lets their work speak for itself rather than making empty claims. Success is a game with specific rules and players. Singh studied other creators' shows before her first tour, learning what worked and how to stand out. Understanding the game helps you navigate others' motivations and avoid being misled. Starting from the bottom, she invested time waiting to speak with influential creators for valuable advice, recognizing that success comes through consistent effort, not shortcuts. Working effectively requires strategic breaks, not endless hours. Even when you love your work, burnout is real, as Singh discovered in Italy when meeting Pharrell Williams, too exhausted to enjoy the moment. Singh's burnout prevention toolkit includes personalized meditation, quiet time with a candle, deep breathing and reflection, and intentional tech disconnection. Like a lagging YouTube video, when life gets overwhelming, pause to reset. Physical health enables your hustle. It's not about aesthetics. Simple habits matter. Morning stretches, taking stairs, walking more. A boss treats life like Mario Kart. Instead of stressing about obstacles, create systems. Research parking beforehand, keep backup chargers handy, pack snacks in advance.